Station 5. Jesus is stripped of his garments. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his clothes and divided them into four parts, one for each soldier. They also took his tunic. Now the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from the top. So they said to one another, "Let's not tear it, but cast lots to see who will get it." This was to fulfill the scripture that says, "They divided my clothes among themselves, and for my clothing they cast lots." And that was what the soldiers did. John 19:23-25. Jesus, we want to follow you on this journey, but we cannot watch this, we cannot read this, and we feel like we must turn away as you are humiliated. You came into this world amid a celebration and anticipation. Angels sang in the heavens to celebrate your birth. As a child, Magi from the east paid homage to you as to a king. The people followed you by the thousands as you taught in the hillsides of Galilee. They wanted to make you a king. Just a few days ago, crowds followed you into the streets of Jerusalem, singing praises to God. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Yet now, you are forced to suffer the worst of human indignity. You stand alone as the soldiers strip from you the last thing that you possess and play games to see who will claim it. And just yesterday, you removed your cloak and laid it aside to wash your disciples' feet. You called them to follow your example as a symbol of humility and service to others. And now you allow others to strip you of your clothes. You allow them to publicly disgrace and ridicule you. You are left with nothing, not even human decency. Are you still trying to teach us something about what it means to serve others? Is your surrender to such degradation a model of how we are to live in the world as you, as your followers? I don't like such an idea. I would rather walk with you into Jerusalem with the praise of the people ringing in my ears than to risk such humiliation. I want to follow you. But is this really what it means to be a follower? That I must lay aside everything and risk the kind of degradation? And yet, that is exactly what you are doing. So Lord, as we take this piece of cloth and we rip it, let it remind us that we need you to forgive us for wanting to take the path of glory and reward. Forgive us for our selfishness that wants to serve you in easy ways and seek the rewards of others' praises. Lord, teach us the humility of the spirit that replaces self-centeredness with a sacrificial spirit. Make us vulnerable so that we may follow your example. Help us to see those around us who are in need. Give us the courage to lay aside the things that we used to hide from their need, and find ways to minister to others as you have shown us to do.